against a planned integration law that will be discussed and probably passed today in the government of Germany. With this law, refugees will be obliged to work for only 80 cents an hour. They will receive less social money if they don't participate in these working measures. Even refugees that are recognized refugees and received asylum documents will not be allowed anymore to look for their living place by their own. They will be forced to be living in the city where they applied asylum, or in the state where they applied asylum in. Even one point is affecting the asylum law itself, because Germany will pass the law saying, or wants to pass the law saying, that treaties can be made with other countries saying that those countries will take back refugees if they pass to this country. So that means for many people it will be even impossible to apply for asylum in Germany. We want freedom for everyone. We are against this integration law because it cuts even more off the rights of refugees living in Germany. We want freedom. We want freedom for everybody to come to Germany, to stay here, to live where they want, to work. We want the right of work, and we want solidarity. Be solidary with the refugees and migrants living in Germany. We are protesting against racism, not only at the state level, but also on the streets and also by racist people. So when we protest against this racist integration law, we are protesting also and showing our protest against people who are organizing racist demonstrations in Halle every Monday. We are against these people and we don't want you here on our demonstration.
Soweit einige Eindrücke von dieser Demonstration, die gestern 17 Uhr auf dem Marktplatz gestartet ist. And I change into English language now because I have a studio guest here with me. It's Bassam, who's a member of the Common Voices radio show here at Radio Korax. Nice that you came here to the studio. You also was a part of the demonstration yesterday. You joined the demonstration and I think we could talk about how your impression was of the demonstration, how it was for you to be there.
Yesterday, I joined the demonstration. I think that this law reduces the rights of refugees. It forces them, it obligates them to stay in the same federal state that they have applied in. And a lot of points that could be reduced their rights. A lot of Arabic people, they were in the demonstration. All of them were angry, or you can say they were afraid of the new integration law. Many points paid their attention. As I told you, it's the obligation for refugees to take a place of residence, and maybe obligation to work for just 80 cents per hour. Also the tightening of izulge for to shortage money or goods they get if there is another country grants protection or already grants protection for them. Also the new reunion for the same family in Deutschland. I have met people, the same family arrived in Deutschland in separated times. So some of them lives in Sachsen-Anhalt, for example, and others live in other members of the family live in another federal state. So they have no permission to reunion, and they find it a big problem to them.
So there are many reasons to demonstrate against this new integration law. And when you were at this demonstration yesterday, you also made some little interviews with people there and you talked about their reasons to demonstrate about the integration law. And I would suggest that we just listen to one of these interview. It's in Arabic language and after that we can talk about what.
Yeah, okay.
معكم أحمد العمري هالي زالي.
أهلا وسهلا أحمد. من وين حضرتك أحمد؟
من دمشق.
من دمشق من سوريا. أهلا
من سوريا.
أحمد، في عندك أول نقطة بالكثير ناس، يعني هاي النقطة أثارت جدل كثير ناس عن الواجب قبول السكن، يلي هي أنه أنت ملزم بالبقاء أو بالسكن بنفس الولاية اللي قدمت فيها طلب اللجوء. يعني شو رأيك بهذا؟
يعني هذا ظلم كبير بظن للاجئين، لأنه نحن هربنا من الظلم والهيئة والقهر وجينا هون لنعيش بحرية، مو ليحدد إقامتنا بمكان معين. يعني انه هذا صفي مثل السجن، يعني في عالم عنده اقارب عنده اهل باماكن ثانيه بتروح لعنده، فهذا الشيء ما بيصير يعني.
تماما، يعني فيك تعتبره انه سجن كبير.
سجن كبير يعني نحن هربنا من سوريا لهون مشان ما نعيش بنفس هذيك الظروف اللي عشناها، وهون عم يحاولوا يطبوا علينا نفس الشيء، عم يرجعوا يعيدوا يعني.
تماما. في نقاط ثانيه كانت بالقانون الجديد او بالتعديلات الجديده على القانون، انه العمل داخل المخيمات او سواء انت اخذت الاقامه قبل الاقامه او بعد الاقامه، العمل داخل المخيمات في كذا نقطة أنت يمكن شفتها
يعني
بالقانون.
نحن ممكن نشتغل بهذا المبلغ يعني، بس إنه يكون من نوع من المساعدة يعني، مو أو يكون إنه تأمين صحي إضافة لهذا الشيء، أو يعني بهيك مبلغ بدون تأمين وبدون شفاء أكيد هذا ظلم يعني، ما حدا بيرضى فيها بألمانيا حتى أي عامل يعني.
فيمكن نحن بالأصل لو قليلنا إنه عمل طوعي لحاله أو من دونه، أو ممكن إنه ممكن على الأقل يكون مؤمن على صحتك مثلاً، إنه أنا بدي أطوع، فنحن يعني هذول اللي موجودين ممكن يكونوا أولاد بلدنا أو أولاد أي بلد ثاني، فواقعين بنفس المشكلة اللي نكون نحن واقعين فيها، وجايين لهون مو عن من من عن عبث يعني، جايين من وراء شيء أسوأ من اللي موجودين فيه اللي هن. فممكن يكون يعني نحن نتطوع تطوعي، لكن تطوع لكن بس. لكن حتى يكون في اقل شيء تامين صحي على
نعم
الموجود.
نعم هذا الحكي المضبوط، يعني نحن بنشتغل بس هذا الشيء تطوعي، بس يعطونا تامين صحي ونحن ما عندنا مشكله من عبي وقت الفراغ اللي عندنا، بس اكيد لا يقولوا لنا ب 80 سنت.
تماما. في نقاط ثانيه شفتها بالقانون انه
هلا في شغله ممكن. بالنسبه للي ما معهم اثباتات، يعني في عالم هربت من تحت القصف وتحت الضرب وطلعت برات البلد ما اخذت معها حتى سنت واحد من سوريا، فكيف هن عم يلزموه انه لازم يكون معه اثباتات؟ فهي شغله بظن عم يدفعوا العالم انه تروح تزور الوثائق، ويعم يشغلوا السوق السوداء بهالشيء ان كان بتركيا ولا بغير بلاد تانية، وهذا الشيء ما بيصير يعني.
تمام، الكلام صحيح 100%، انه ممكن انه حدا يلجأ لاساليب ثانيه ولا امور ثانيه لحتى يثبت انه يثبت الوثائق
اللي ما تقبل فيها.
تماما. شكرا لك اخي. شكراً. وشكرا لوجودك.
شكرا لكم، ونحن بنشكر المانيا على الاستضافه الحلوه، بس يا ريت هاي القوانين تتغير لصالح اللاجئ، لانه نحن هربانين من حرب، فيا ريت يراعوا هذا الشيء.
شكرا لك.
شكرا لك.
شكرا جزيلا.
This was Ahmed. You talked with him.
Yeah,
maybe you just can translate some points of what he said.
Yeah, he talked at first about the obligation for refugees to take a place of residence. He thought that here in Deutschland there are a lot of families arrived, but not in the same time. So they live in different places in Deutschland. So how can they connect together, or how can they reunion together? He said that we came from a country that is in a war, in a state of war. So we are looking for our freedom. And now this law could reduce our freedom. And he said that it's like a big prison. The second point he has talked about is about the obligation to work in for 80 cents in the camps or in the refugee camp. He said we can do all the work that we have to do in the camp, and we can also help people even without any money, but just we need health or personal insurance for that. All the people in the camp, when they need for help, we can help them as a voluntary work, but not just to do it like a real work with 80 cents. The third point he talked about, the shortage of money. If refugees don't give the documents or passport that they are, he said that we came from a country, it's in the state of war, and a lot of people have already lost their documents there. They lost their houses, they lost their money, and they came from this state. So how can they give their documents that they were had in Syria?
There are many bad things to talk about, many bad things about the situations of refugees here in Germany, and also bad news about this new integration law. But I think yesterday it was among this bad news, it was a good feeling to be together there, that there was German people and refugees together, that the demonstration also were in many languages. I hope this will be a sign of solidarity, and that the solidarity will go on. You also talked to Deom, and I would suggest also to listen to this little interview.
طبعا اول شيء قانون العمل 80 سنه طبعا هذا الشيء ما بصير لان لما من حالي انا بشتغل وروح ساعد اهل بلدي يعني ما في داعي لحتى اقول 80 سنت او 80 سنت بعدين في شغله الثانيه اللي السكن طبعا انا مثلا اللي انا وصاحب البيت ما اتفقنا طبعا وين بدي اروح تصفي بالشارع طلعت من هذا البيت وين بدي اروح
تماما انه انت ممكن تواجه مشكله انه انت ما هلا ساكن حضرتك ساكن بهاله
ساكن بهاله يعني.
تمام ممكن تواجه مشكله انه انت انتهى او خلص عقدك مع هذا البيت
طبعا
تمام بدك تلاقي بيت بهاله ما لقيت بهاله ما عندك اي فرصه ثانيه انه
تروح تدور بيت بغير ولايه مثلا او ممكن انت تسوي عقد عمل بغير مدينه مثلا طبعا انت بهالحاله راح عليك عقد العمل لا فيك تشتغل ولا فيك يعني تروح على غير مقاطعه ولا فيك
تمام لأن يعني كمان كان أنت إذا انتبه على موضوع اللي حكوا عنه كمان الشباب اللي هو الوثائق فحضرتك
هذا الشيء طبعا ما بيجوز أولا لأنه في عالم كثير يعني جيت جيت ما عنده ولا شيء يعني حتى فقدت أفراد من عياله يعني وما لا عنده لا بيت ولا عنده أي شيء ولا عنده الأوراق ولا عنده طبعا يعني هذا شو بيسوي حاله اللي بيرجعون على سوريا حرام يعني الشيء ما بيجوز من الأساس
فتحس إنه القانون هذا يعني تحس إنه كل فترة عم ينزل قانون عم يضيق أكثر على الناس يعني لحتى يوصلون ممكن لدرجه يعني مثل ما
طبعا طبعا القوانين كلها اللي عم تجي يعني ما عم تجي كلها سلبيه ما في شيء ايجابي لصالح اللاجئين طبعا كل القوانين اللي عم تنزل من الشهر او من شهرين كلياتهم عم بيضغطوا على اللاجئين والقوانين هي ظالمه وابدا يعني ما بتصير
طيب شكرا لك اخي ابراهيم وشكرا لحضورك الله يعطيك العافيه
يا اهلا وسهلا وبالشكر المانيا كمان لان استقبلتنا يعني شو بدنا نحكي اكثر من هيك
تمام
So for all the listeners of Radio Korax who just turned on the radio, you heard an Arabic interview, an interview in Arabic language, and it was about the demonstration that happened yesterday here in Halle, a demonstration against the integration law. And I have Bassam here with me who made this interview, and maybe you also can translate some points.
His name is Ibrahim. He's from Syria, near to Aleppo, from Minbij. He talked also about the obligation for work for just 80 cents. There is nobody accepts that to work just for 80 cents per hour. This could be maybe it's the worst thing in the or the worst change in the new law. He talked about the obligation to stay in the same or the place of residence. Maybe he's thinking to move to another place. He has relatives there, so in this way he can't move and can't reunion at all. The point of losing the documents and passport, you know, Aleppo, there is a bad situation there. So maybe a lot of people can't approve that they are from this state or they are from this place. So this is the big problem that could face them.
So there are many people who lost their passports when they started to flee?
He told me also that people, a lot of families have lost already some of their members. So
yeah.
There are something more important. They run away of the country because the bad situation and they run away in a fast way. So that they can't approve that they are from this place. Or
what possibilities do they have to prove it? Or how is the situation then when you have to approve that you're from Syria, maybe?
It's really a big or complicated thing. What can they do? They have no chance or they have no choice to do it.